गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी। गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बन चरी, यमुना तीर बन चरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे, हरे हरे राम राम ओम। अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदे अहम् श्री गुरुः श्रीयुत पद कमला श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान वितांश्च। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः हरिर्नाम हरिर्नाम हरिर्नामैव केवलं कलौ नास्तैव 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 गतिरन्यथा नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः वंदे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंदो सहोदितो गौड़ोदये पुष्पवंतो चित्रो शम्दो तमोनुदो नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शक श्री श्रीमदि डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शरणोपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णवंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय गंगामय जमुनामय की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय निधाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू द संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरी टू प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So, all right. So I was asked to choose the verse. So that's the verse. 11th canto, chapter 5th, text number 32. Are you familiar? If you have looked at the board. Yeah? Sounds familiar? not new, but ever new also at the same time. Never becomes old. Yeah, so here we are in land of Gauranga. Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. And also, I have gathered here, amongst other reasons, gathered here for Kirtan Mela ki. Yes, you have come for Kirtan Mela. Some of you have just come for Kirtan Mela. Don't show me hand. You have hands, I know. But if you are here for Kirtan Mela, sure. Okay, many of you. So, I thought of selecting a verse that talks of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well as, of course, talks about the Kirtan, Sankirtan Yajna that we are engaged in here. So quickly, as time is running, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangupangastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajanti hi sumedhasaha Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangupangastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajanti hi sumedhasaha. Okay. Nam Tvisha Krishnam Angasra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajanti hi sumedhasaha. Okay, one Mataji. Krishna Varnam, repeating syllables Krishna, Tisha with a luster, O Krishnam, not black, golden, Sa Anga, along with associates, Upa Anga, servitors, Astra, weapons, Parshadam, confidential companions, Yajyai, by sacrifice, Sankirtana Prayai, consisting chiefly of congregational chanting, Yajanti, they worship. He certainly, Sumedhasaha, intelligent persons. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons, no, perform congregational chanting. Yeah, just listen very attentively, carefully. Huh? To worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport. This same verse is quoted by Krishna Das Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrit Adi Leela, chapter 3, the verse 52. And I was reminded that Laghu Bhagavat Amrit of Rupa Goswami, he also quotes this verse in the very beginning of Laghu Bhagavat Amrit. Rupa Goswami does. It's part of his Mangala Charan, same verse. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has given the following commentary on this verse. And the commentary. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on Bhagavatam known as Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. Lord Krishna also appears as golden complexion. That golden Krishna is Lord Chaitanya. That golden, did you hear that? That golden Krishna is... That's very nice, the way Prabhupada is commenting based on Krama Sandarbha. Who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age? That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although this Krishna was blackish, he also appears as in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. Garga Muni has said, Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. Now he has become Krishna. But previously he was Shuklo Raktas Tatha Pita. He has three other colors also. Shukla, white in Satya Yuga, Rakta, red in Treta Yuga, and Pita, not necessarily, don't say it. Yeah. Now he has appeared in Dwapar Yuga as Krishna. So what is the remaining age? Kali Yuga, Pita. So four colors mentioned. And then he has already mentioned three ages. So fourth age is Kali, and here Pita is the remaining color. So that is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's color. Who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in Satya and Treta ages respectively. Excuse me. He did not exhibit remaining color, yellow, gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. Hari, who is Gaura, either Gauranga, whose complexion is Gauranga, golden complexion, or Hari Hari. What happened? No, don't look behind. You, sleeping. So, the one who's sleeping, he looks at, not me. This always happens, huh? This is like human. Indians, Africans, wherever they are from, you're sleeping. He looks behind. Not me. Not behind. So Gaura Hari. He is Hari, but what kind of Hari? He is Gaura Hari. Don't just say Hari Hari, say Gaura Hari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varna means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is, he's getting back to the verse, and there's Krishna Varnam, and that refers to Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, Krishna. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. That part. I offer my obeisances unto Krishnaya. Krishnaya, because Nama is there. I offer my obeisances unto Krishna. You say that in Sanskrit as Krishnaya. But which kind of Krishna? Krishnaya? Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Krishna, whose name is Krishna Chaitanya, unto that Krishna I offer my obeisances. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Krishna, whose name is Krishna Chaitanya, I offer my obeisances unto him. Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself, so that is Krishna Varnam. Anyway, I'll go ahead, keep going and then get back. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Varnayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna. Yes? And describes it also. He chants and he describes. And that is why he is called here as Krishna, Krishna Varnam. The very first word of this verse is what? Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varnam. Varna. So Krishna, these are Varnas. Also Varnan. From that comes Varnan, description. So Krishna, yeah. Krishna Varnam, who always chants and describes, so that Krishna Varnam. Because he himself, he is Krishna himself. Whoever meets him will automatically chant holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. Yes? You are doing that? You chant and then you describe it to others. That's preaching. he injects one with the transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. Many fans. I'm not a fan. But I know some of you don't survive without fans. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. He appears as personality or sound. Personality is there in the form of vigraha, and sound is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
he appeared, you could say. And there is no difference. The form and the description, not different. Or form and the sound, no difference. Form and the sound, no difference. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. So it's a long purport, but we don't have long time for the class here. So I will kind of stop there go to the verse and make a few comments. Some comments have already been made and we read, we heard, but we could make a few more connections. The earlier in this same chapter, question was raised by Nimi, King Nimi. Karbhajan Muni, he's talking to Karbhajan Muni. There's a dialogue between Nimi, King Nimi and Karbhajan. And the question raised was, Kasmin Kali sa Bhagavan kim varnaha kidrasho nrapihi Namnaha va kena vidhina pujyate tadi ho chatam. Please tell me, in kasmin kale or kasmin yuge, in which age Bhagavan kim varnaha, Lord appears in which kind of varnaha or complexion, color, namnaha, or by what name does he become known as in different ages? Kena vidhina pujyate, and by which process, paddhati, mode of worship, he is worshipped in or worshipped by. So he was interested to know in which age, which Lord, which incarnation, color. Please tell me color, please tell me the name, please tell me the process by which he is worshipped. So after Satya Treta and Dwapar, he has already given reply to those questions, or those ages have been described. Which Lord appears, in what color does he appear, and how is he worshipped, and what are the names. And now this is a turn of the age of Kali. And then he talks of this verse. In the age of Kali, Lord appears. Krishna varnam Dvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam. So this kind of Krishna, Lord, appears in the age of Kali. Krishna Varnam. Krishna Varna. He always chants Krishna, 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 hey! Like that. Krishna Varnam. He always chants and always describes Krishna. That's Krishna Varna. Krishna Varna. Tvisha Akrishna. Tvisha refers to the luster, complexion. Okay, what kind of complexion? Akrishnam. This A means no, Krishna means black. He does not appear as a blackish complexion. Suppose it of black is what? White, more than white. He appears as golden, which is very close. White plus much more. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Akrishnam. And that one also. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe, Gauratvishe Namaha. Same Tvisha, you find Tvisha here. And that pranam mantra of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is also Tvisha. And Tvisha is, the grammar has done something to that Tvisha. So Gauratvishe. Gauratvisha, I offer my obeisances unto the Lord who is of golden complexion. Like that Mahamantra, not Mahamantra, the mantra that we offer obeisances with. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. The four things, quickly, four things are mentioned. Krishna's, Lord's name is mentioned. What is His name? Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Then His form is mentioned. What kind of form? Gauratvishe. Let's talk of the form of the Lord. Gauratvishe is a form. So name, form, and the quality. What is the quality of? Namo Mahavadanyaya. This is the quality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amongst all or many, so many qualities, this is the predominating quality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He is Namo Mahavadanya. Maha, most magnanimous, matchless Lord. No one comes close to Him when we talk of the magnanimity of the Lord. So Namo Mahavadanyaya, this is the quality, gun of the Lord. And what is remaining? Naam, Roop, Gun and Leela, the pastimes. So what is the pastime of this Lord, Gauranga? Krishnaya Krishna, yeah, Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prema Prada. Krishna Prema, the giver. Giver of Krishna Prema. Prada. He gives so much. Prakrishna Rupena. Gives so much. So it's not only like a Narada, just the there, but Prada. He gives so much ocean of Prem. So that pranam mantra itself has Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela of Gauranga. So mention here, Tvisha Krishna. Tvisha refers to the complexion of the Lord, which is O Krishna, not black. Sangopangastra Parshadam. So there are four items here. So, so you see word so, not word, letter so, there. So, so means with, equipped with what? So, anga, anga, upanga, sanga, sanga, upanga, astra, astra, sanga, sanga, upanga, astra, parshada. For this parshad, sa, sa anga, sa upanga, sa astra, sa parshada. He appears along with all these items here. So he appears with anga, limbs, because limbs, they're like a part of him. So Gaur Nityananda. Nityananda Advaita is anga of the Lord. In the commentaries by Acharyas and Jiva Goswami, they explain this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also quoting other commentators. And Srila Prabhupada briefly does mention, we did not reach that part in the purport. Anga Upanga, Srivas, and many, many devotees are Upangas. So, Anga Upanga, Shastra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, is a Shastra, is a weapon. To do what? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. There are so many duskritinas, dustas, the demons, Haribol. No, I did say Haribol for some other reason, but I thought someone was sleeping, so. I dislike the sleepers. I don't know them. They always get my attention. What to do? It's my weakness. So Shastra, the holy name. So the Shastras are used for killing the demons. But the Lord has appeared as the most magnanimous. So this time his weapons are not the normal, usual bow and arrow and the axe like a Parshuram is using, and Krishna is Sudarshan. In fact, when Nityanand Prabhu was attacked, offended, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared on the scene with Sudarshan. But then he was reminded, no. Nityananda, no, not in this age. Not this weapon. The weapon is Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram, Ram. It is also described that Lord's beauty is also a weapon. The demoniac mentality or demoniac consciousness is killed or defeated just by the beauty of Gauranga. You are so beautiful just by looking at him, like the arrows are shot at the person who is looking at Mahaprabhu, and he is killed in no time. His beauty is the weapon, captivating, capturing, and then that person surrenders unto Gauranga. So there are the astras mentioned. There are several astras. Well, prasadam is also astra. Huh? And hence comes the ISKCON bullet. Huh? ISKCON bullets are gulab jamuns. Up. And you're finished. Demonic man. So Prabhupada just fed prasad and so many demons, American demons, demoniac nature was killed. They were hippies, they were demons. They chanted Hare Krishna and ate gulab jamuns and they were happy. The hippies became happies. So Prabhupada was Senapati Bhakta, talking about Senapati Bhakta. Senapati, Sena means army. He is a chief in commander. And then he made New York his destination. Go to New York. New York, the capital of the age of Kali. And upon arrival there, he started showering bombs. Of the holy name, and the time bombs, his books were also like a weapons. They would explode, but not destroy, but construct a beautiful heart or consciousness. And so these, the Bhagavatam is a weapon. Bhagavatam is complete. And there is Krishna's beauty, Krishna's form, Krishna. So Sangopangastra Parshadam, and his Parshadas are, Gadadhar is his Parshad, Govind was his Parshad, Ramanand Rai was his Parshad, Rup Sanatan were his Parshad, and many others. So all those who were with him that time, those who appeared along with him, they are angas, limbs, or upangas, secondary limbs, or astras, the weapons, or parshadas, his companions, close. They're always around. And now, Yagyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. So first two lines is one part in this verse. Lord is described. It is just Lord's description. What kind of Lord? He's described like this. Krishna Varnam Visha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam. You see, this is, for some reason it is So they are one family, they are together. And they all describe the Lord. And Lord here is already established now. He is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, because Gauratvishe, Krishna, is not black, he is golden. So then the two more parts are there. Yajantihi sumedhasaha. Sumedhasaha yajanti. Sumedhasa is, su means sushtu. Nice, wonderful. Medhasa, intelligent. The most intelligent persons, yajanti, they worship. Most intelligent persons, what do they do? They worship. Who do they worship? In this verse is, they worship Krishna Varnam, Tvisha Krishnam, Sangopangastra Parshadam, Sumedhasaha Yajanti. Intelligent persons worship this Lord. Gauranga. Alpa Medhasam. Krishna said in Bhagavad, Alpamedasam, those who are less intelligent, Devan Devejo Yanti, Devan Devejo Yanti, they worship demigods. Less intelligent, Lord said. They're less intelligent. Alpamedasa, here's a Sumedasa. Alpa means no or little. Or Sumedasa, Sustu, so much intelligence, highly intelligent persons, most intelligent persons would go for Gauranga. Go for?
Gauranga.
Go for?
Gauranga.
Go for?
Gauranga.
So, Ejanti hi Sumedasa. Now, they worship this Lord. But how do they worship? What is the mode of worship? What is the process do they adopt? That's the third part. Yagye sankirtana prayer sumedasaha yajanti. They worship, how do they worship? Yagye. Yagye means by performance of yagya. And doesn't stop there. Not giving any room for speculation. Immediately, that yagya's name is mentioned. Which yagya? Sankirtana yagya. There's no yagye and then full stop, period. No. Yagye sankirtana prayer. Yagye sumedasaha yajanti. The intelligent persons worship this Lord in the age of Kali by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So you must be intelligent that you have assembled here to worship the Lord who appears in the age of Kali. Worship how? By chanting Krishna Varnam, as Lord did personally, in fact. Krishna Varnam. Lord personally did this. Apani Achari Jagate Sikhai. By his own example, he taught others. He taught the whole world. So he chanted 500 years ago personally. All that chanting started in Mayapur, Navadvip. Then he takes sannyas and travels all over India chanting and dancing. And the way he has shaken up the whole world or universe and left the vibrations, aggression. So that is what is shaking us up. And waking us up. Those vibrations are still in the air. And of course he has not stopped chanting. He's still, he's here. Gauranga is here. Adhyapi, kona kona bhagyavan. Dekhi bare pare. Those who are fortunate, they could even see today Gauranga Mahaprabhu performing. His pastimes, and his pastimes here are Kirtan, Leela. And same Leela, Prabhupada expanded that. Mahaprabhu chanted just within the boundaries of India. And Prabhupada said, Mahaprabhu left this job of spreading, chanting beyond the boundaries of India up to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So he became the founder Acharya 50 years ago. ISKCON was founded. And then same, Sankirtanai Kapitaro, the Sankirtan started by Gauranga Mahaprabhu here, was then inauguration took place. And now it has reached far and wide. And what is the indication? How do we know it has reached far and wide? It's right here. we see the faces from around the world. We heard in day before yesterday, devotees from 70 countries are here. And then I say, I have been saying this, from Naam to Dham. Devotees receive Naam wherever they are. In their country they receive Naam. And that Naam, the holy name, brings them to Dham. Naam to Dham. So one day will come, as predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Yajna, Sankirtan Yajna will be performed in every town, every village of this planet. And from every village, from every town, devotees will be making plans to come to Mayapur for Kirtan Mela, amongst other festival aspects. And they'll be coming from every little town. Timbuktu, there's a Timbuktu. Timbuktu. From there also, they will come. So this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. 50 years passed, and now another 9,000 years to go. You could imagine. So this temple, which is going to hold 10,000 devotees, the TOVP temple in the front, is built to accommodate how many devotees? 10,000. But for sure, as soon as temple is open, it will be filled, it will be packed. Then we have to make plans for bigger temple or stadium. There is some talk of. Okay, thank you very much. And